for so long, we've all seen a lot of ideas being batted around. Some are not so good. Some are very good. But in the end, after the end of a long sausage-making process, I think these guys have come up with something that is very positive and moves things forward.
I know one of the concerns I hear a lot from CIOs is that this separates out security from the CIO mission, almost makes a chief information security officer parallel to the CIO. And a lot of CIOs think, hey, for this to work really well, it has to all be integrated.
I would say we have tried it their way for a long time, and it's not working for us. Of course, the details are far more complex than that, and I shouldn't be so flippant, and I'm sorry. But really, we need to establish more centers of excellence where we can treat cybersecurity as a professional career area, where we can groom folks and let them know that they have a future and can make a positive difference in enterprises across the government. The CIOs, though, still have an incredibly important role. It's their responsibility to deliver functionality in IT, and functionality includes security. The systems have to be available and secure. In my opinion, should not be viewed as a threat to CIOs.
One of the parts that you like a lot is having a Senate-confirmed director. Essentially, Howard Schmidt's job over at the White House would be Senate-confirmed. It would formalize this.
Right now, we have an administration that decided to put someone in this position, and that's good. If it's a formalized role, then any new administration comes in knows that this is an important thing to the nation. You have two branches of government saying this is important. And Senate confirmed, of course, means that's a position of power and influence, highly regarded by the Senate.
Do you actually have some suggestions that something that might be a good add to the bill? And that's if intelligence organizations essentially do the fact checking on how well folks are doing.
Intelligence community, it's their job to understand and assess the threats. And it's their jobs to articulate the threats to decision makers inside the executive branch. The intelligence community also is overseen by Congress, so they keep Congress informed somewhat of the threats. Well, I believe the intelligence community also has responsibilities to the citizens, and I would like to see them produce an unclassified reference to the cyber threat, which is understandable by a broad range of our citizens.
One of the other parts of this bill that you like is at Homeland Security, DHS, it calls for the creation of a National Center for Cybersecurity and Communications. What is that, and why is that a good thing?
Well, so this kind of codifies a lot of ideas that we've seen for the last 2 years. It strengthens the old National Cybersecurity Center, and it creates more of a center of excellence for cyber. Now, here's the caution that I have about this bill. Although I really like establishing this National Center for Cybersecurity and Communications, the caution is DHS has not been known as the most agile organization when it comes to responding from requests from others in government. For example, if there is a totally different agency, let's just pick one, Department of Agriculture, and they have a penetration or something and need some help, they need to be able to turn to a center and get almost instantaneous response and help and assistance. And the caution is, as we establish a stronger National Center for Cybersecurity and Communications at DHS, we need to make sure it's resourced enough to be agile and responsive to anyone in the federal government.
Is there any other part of this bill that you think is particularly good?
The fact that there's going to be a focal point for coordination is good. It's a very strong, solid move. That requires staffing. It requires people who are smart enough to know technology and also smart enough to know when not to get into an argument or make the local decision. But still, you don't get good enterprise security unless you have someone who can make strong decisions from a central position.
And I was at the Intelligence Squared debate series talking about essentially the question, is the cyber war threat, has it been grossly exaggerated? And Mike McConnell was former ODNI, head of the Office of Director of National Intelligence, was arguing that no, it clearly has not been exaggerated. And one of the things that he said was, talking about this bill, is he gets concerned when things go through so quickly that if it happens this fast, there are unintended consequences that we don't always know about. Any concern that you have about the speed that this bill seems to be, they want it to race through?
To me, 10 years is not a very fast cycle to make these kind of improvements, and that's the way it looks to me. These are a lot of issues that people have been debating and discussing for a long time, at least a decade. In some of the interactions I had with staffers on this very committee, I found that they were very well versed in all the nuances of all sides of these issues. And I can't say everybody agreed on everything. There was lots of interaction and debate, discussion. But I found the staffers involved in this were very articulate because they have been looking at this for years. I guess I'm not seeing this as being rushed through fast. I think it's changes that we should have made quite a while ago. On the other hand, the way the government learns is it creates organizations and makes sure they succeed and then build on top of them. And in some ways, you can just see this as an evolution of what we've currently got. Perhaps the most important thing, can this still fail? Yes, it can. I tell you, any organizational construct that we come up with, it can fail if we do not have the right leadership in place who understand the mission and can act on it with credibility. Like in so many other things, this comes down to the people that we're going to put in place to lead us in the cyber area. And I think that's the most important point I'd make.